Good evening, everyone. I'd like to call this meeting in order, the Medina Township Trustees. This is a regular scheduled meeting for May 14th of 2020. The time now is 7:03 p.m. May I please have a roll call?
Mr. Sopo?
Here.
Mr. Johnson?
Here.
And Mr. Redis is absent tonight. Can we please stand for the pledge? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Take a moment of silence for our military veterans, both here and abroad, as well as our first responders and our nurses and doctors. Thank you. First up on our agenda tonight is approval of payroll. At this time, I'd like to make a motion to approve payroll dated 5/15 of 2020. Total amount's going to be $32,476.04, with $7,025.73 withholdings and deductions.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mike Sopo?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Next up on the agenda is approval of supplemental appropriations. This time I'd like to make a motion to approve supplemental appropriation dated 5/14 of 2020 and incorporate this one-page document as presented.
Second.
Discussion? This is basically moving some of the funds from the COVID-19 cost to the PD so that they have a line item on there.
Right, we haven't talked about this.
Roll call.
Mr. Sopo?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Next up is purchase orders and training requests. Chuck, you have anything?
No, I do not.
I have one. This time I'd like to make a motion for purchase order requisition. The department's going to be the police department, and the vendor's going to be Tri-Tech Software Systems, which was formerly Zerker. This is for a total amount of $3,305.40.
Second.
Discussion, this is for their update on their software for this year, I believe. Okay. Roll call.
Mr. Sopo?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
That's all I had for purchase orders. Next up is approval of accounts payable. This time I'd like to make a motion to approve accounts payable dated 5/1 of 2020 to 5/14 of 2020. Total amount is going to be $56,367.69 and incorporate this one-page document.
Second.
Discussion, the biggest amount on here is for paychecks, our payroll company. Discussion, what we did, roll call.
Mr. Sopo?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Next up is approval of appropriation status. This time I'd like to make a motion to approve appropriation status dated 5/14 of 2020 and incorporate this 12-page document as presented.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Sopo?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Next up is credit card attestation. This time, I, Mike Sopo, Chairman of the Board of Trustees of Medina Township, Ohio, hereby attest that pursuant to Section 505.64 of the Ohio Revised Code, at its meeting on May 14th of 2020, the board reviewed the credit card account transaction detail for each account listed below for the dates April 3rd of 2020 through May 1st of 2020, as provided by the fiscal officer. And the credit cards are Amazon, E&H, Ace Hardware, Home Depot, Lowe's, PNC, Staples, Tractor Supply, and Walmart. Next up is new business. Approval of previous minutes. This time I'd like to make a motion to approve the February 4th, 2020 special trustee meeting.
That's it?
Mm-hmm.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
That's it?
Yep, that was it. Next up is approval of department reports for April. This time I'd like to make a motion to approve department reports for April. And this will be the service department, the fire department, the police department, and zoning. And please note that the fire, police, and zoning are all double-sided.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
And then I also needed to note that last month's reports were approved by all three of us. I forgot to mention that the service department's reports were in that. I mentioned everybody else but the service department's, so they are included in that report for 4/30 of 2020. Actually, it was March, so March reports have the service department in them. I just forgot to say. Danny, you want to do the Hood Road thing first, or do you want to talk about the ball fields first?
Either one. Go ahead and do that.
All right. So we are moving forward on the Hood Road improvement. So at this time, I'd like to make a motion to adopt resolution number 05142020-016. This is the improvement project for Hood Road. Resolution authorizing Medina County engineers to advertise for bids for the improvement project of Hood Road in Medina Township of Medina County, Ohio. Whereas the Medina County engineer finds it necessary to repair and improve Hood Road in the Medina County, and whereas the estimated cost of the Hood Road repair improvement will be in excess of $50,000, and whereas the Board of Medina Township Trustees has deemed it to be in the best interest of the people of Medina County to provide such repair and improvement, now therefore be it resolved by the Board of Medina Township of Medina County, Ohio, that the Medina County engineer be and is hereby authorized to advertise for bids for the improvement project of Hood Road on Hood Road in Medina Township, Medina County, Ohio.
Second.
Discussion? Danny, this is just allowing them to go out for bid then. So
yeah.
Usually how long is the bid process usually open for?
It's going into paper May 26th, and we're opening bids on June 11th.
Okay. All right, roll call please.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
And just for the record, the notice for the bid will be included with the resolution there too, so that'll be all included. All right, Denny, up next then was not on the thing, but you brought it to our attention in regards to the ball fields.
The governor said that we can open the ball fields.
Okay.
For youth play, and just wanted to run it by you guys to make sure it was good.
What was the date again that you were saying?
May 26th is what he said they should open.
Now, when we do this, I mean, are they expecting, like, over at the concession stand that we have, you know, hand sanitizer?
One of my other questions I was going to ask you about the concession and the restrooms.
Right, because we...
You know, I'd say we could possibly open one restroom, you know, maybe the family bathroom, and we've only got one to deal with.
Well, the problem is that everybody's using that one.
Well, they either want to use it or they don't want to use it. I mean, that's their choice.
Right.
We don't want to rent a porta potty. you know, it's not...
No, I'm just trying to think of, you know...
No, because who knows when they're going to end up cleaning those, you know, and...
Who normally cleans those?
We do. Part-time guys, yeah. The porta potties or the bathrooms?
No, the bathrooms, that around that area.
Then you have a part-time guy...
Well, you leave the bathroom locked, I mean, that's totally up to you guys, I mean, the...
But, you know what, let's leave them locked for right now, we still have, what, the 26th?
We still even got to see what the baseball team...
We have the 28th as our next meeting, this way we can at least...
My schedule is, you know, the phone's going to be ringing tomorrow.
Well, I'm saying, we could probably open the ball fields, but for the bathrooms, let's hold off on opening them until we figure out exactly what standards we have to, if we do open them, as to what we have to do.
Right, I do think we're going to need some type of bathroom.
I'm going to go by like the health commissioner.
Right, and that's what we'd reach out to them to find out, you know, by opening the ball fields, do we have to have the bathroom facility open? Can we leave it closed? If we do open it, what are our obligations in regards to cleaning and things like that? So I'll make a phone call to the health department.
Maybe even having the teams that come in there, like bring their own sanitizer, have it on the bench too, that way it could be kind of...
I'm sure they will, I'm sure they will.
You know, something like that. Denny, do you want to reach out to the health department and find out if there's some kind of guidelines that they would have if we were to open the bathrooms down there?
I can do that.
All right.
Along with the concession?
The concession, find out from them, but I don't know about that.
That's our set of eyes down there, that's the biggest...
That's the whole thing, right, I mean, that's what I'm looking at though too.
But they sell a lot of clothes stuff, you know, like bags of chips, crackers, if we put a piece of acrylic up there, they can...
Well, that's what I told Brian today, you know, if he does open, we could possibly hang like a...
Yeah, I don't think, I don't think that would be a problem too much, and they'll use PPE and be fine, so...
Yeah, I'll reach out to...
Yeah, just to get us an idea as to what...
I figured the phone would be ringing tomorrow since it was on news today.
Yeah, but yeah, you got my support, I want to get moving with baseball myself, I got two teams I'm coaching and I'm waiting.
It's going to be a scheduling issue now.
Right. Well, I'll be first come, first serve in regards to that.
Jeff will probably get on the list again.
Yeah, and go from there. So at this time then, I'll make a motion to allow the Medina Township Lakeslee Park ball fields to open on May 26th per the Governor of Ohio's recommendations in regards to sports facilities.
Yep, second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stopa?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
All right. Public comment. This time I'd like to make a motion to open the floor for public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stopa?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
This time the floor is open for public comment. Please state your name and address for the record. Anyone have anything to add tonight?
I'll just say, Bob Gubanish, 4235 Miller Bay. And I just want to tell you, I appreciate, this is so different than when the golf course guy was here. I saw him throw everybody out the one night when the fire department thing came up, and I'm like, are you kidding me? And it's nice to see how you guys run it. That's just a comment.
Thank you.
Very professional and, you know, not the same. So nice like this.
Thank you. Anything else?
I have just quick, really fast.
Public comment or you want to do it outside of?
Oh, no.
This time I'd like to make a motion to close public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stopa?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
This time public comment is closed. Anything else? Chuck, you have anything?
No, we're just going to talk about the baseball stuff and the road stuff, so.
Ron, you have something?
Just real quick. I know it wasn't on the agenda, but we will be receiving that OTARMA $1,000 police grant.
I did see your email.
Okay, yeah, I sent an email out ahead of all these things. And just real quickly, I did send an email with the attachments for Walmart that I need the board to...
Yeah, I started looking at those.
Okay, and then I'm still working on SAM, so I just wanted to mention that. So that's all I have.
Denny, you had something else?
Yeah, I do got one thing.
All right.
Well, a couple things, actually.
Denny?
As far as you asked about part-time help, Mike?
Yeah, I just asked. I know we usually hire two guys.
We've already approved all those guys.
Right, I understand. But what I'm saying is, do they usually work on Saturday? So what I'm getting at is, depending on what the health department says, we might end up having to look at maybe having somebody down there when you know, the middle of the day when there's more teams to do cleaning of bathrooms or something like that. So that's why I kind of asked about that.
Yeah, we'll go by what she says.
Okay.
But yeah, I plan on bringing all three of the kids back.
Right. Yeah, I remember approving it, guys. I just wanted to see.
Guys there, and then I'm going to try to get Earl to start next week.
Okay.
Roadside mowing, and get Larry back too when he's available. So.
Sounds good.
That's all I got.
All right.
Oh, I do got one more thing.
Yep, go ahead.
I happen to notice there's a car in the parking lot over here, finally.
Yeah, that's going to, as soon as the tow company comes to pick it up, that's from one of the police seizure cars, so.
That's good to
see. We can now get rid of it.
Get out
of it.
The garage is actually cleaned out down there for the most part.
I've been in there.
We put our plows down there, and we put our chip truck down there with chipper on it, so.
All right.
It's secure and everything.
So we still got any more vehicles in there?
Just the motorcycle and that truck from.
They're still waiting on those.
Yeah. Well, the license bureau's not open, so they can't do
right
to the truck. So.
All right. I have nothing else then. This time I'd like to make a motion to adjourn Medina Township's regular scheduled meeting.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stopa?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
We are adjourned at 7:19 p.m.